There are many rules one must follow in a courtroom, but an important one made headlines a few days ago. Do not yawn in a way that irritates the judge. A man found this out in a Will County courthouse in late July when he was held in contempt of court for yawning. Now, I imagine that this wasn't a discreet little yawn. After all, the judge sentenced the yawning spectator to 6 months in jail, though it's not clear how much he'll actually serve. The prosecutor in the courtroom called the yawn loud and boisterous, according to the Chicago Tribune, while the yawner's family could only describe it as not outrageous. I myself imagine that this was the sort of yawn that a judge would easily take notice of, the sort of yawn meant to prove a point of poco-courantism to the non-poco-courantees in the audience. With that word choice, I commend you if you're not yet yawning yourself. I'm guessing that this particular Will County yawn was of the bold and brazen variety, not only because of the strong contempt charge brought against the yawner, but because of the other times in which courts have brought contempt of court charges against those who've yawned. Yes, peer into open mouths in courtrooms across the United States over the years, and you'll find out that judges don't like to. Take the case of the yawning would-be juror from California last year. The interaction between judge and juror went something like this, according to the underlying decision. The judge: "You yawned rather audibly there. As a matter of fact, it was to the point where it was contemptuous, really." The juror: "I'm sorry, but I'm really bored." While I could continue with their interesting and escalating interaction, I'll cut to the heart of the judge's response. "Well, I'll tell you what. Your boredom just cost you $1,000. And there's similarly very little good humor when that sort of yawn reaches the appellate level. A Georgia appeals court upheld a contempt of court finding based in part on audible yawning 10 years ago. And an attorney fined for yawning in court in New York City got the same sort of response on appeal in the late 1980s. Even witnesses who yawn have it bad in a courtroom. As one Kentucky court put it, the trial judge sees what's happening at trial and can best gauge truthfulness, including yawning, as only untruthful witnesses can. So as shocked as newspaper reporters and the yawner's family members may be when a court decides to place its hand of contempt against a yawning mouth, I know what cases I'd look to if called upon to argue in favor of the contempt charge. Perhaps all should heed the Montana court that quoted Kipling: "If the woman listens without yawning, the man begins to like her." That advice for courting works just as well with courting. I'm Amy Guida.